a very active investigation where we're still following several lines of inquiry. You're talking 7 years now just over seven years since Sandra was murdered in a very vicious and callous way. I think that came out yesterday in the inquest. I mean, how vicious and cruel his death was. And it was unfortunate the family had to hear that, but that's part of the inquest process, and all those details had to come out to basically outline what actually happened to Andrew. And much has happened in the meantime, Greg. And I mean, I'm sure your listeners, and I'll be talking to your listeners probably in Derry more than anywhere else in relation to this particular subject, that the answer to Allen's, or dealing with Andrew Allen's murder and solving it, is in Derry City. Those who committed the murder are still in Derry City, and they're still causing trouble in Derry City. Those who murdered Andrew Allen also murdered Lyra McKee, the very same way an innocent girl murdered in the prime of her life, very, very similar to Andrew Allen, much, much to live for.
Just in relation to that comment, you mean the same organisation?
Yes, yes. The organisation that took responsibility for killing Andrew Allen were RAD, Republic Action Against Drugs. They then merged or morphed into the new IRA in Derry, and that's the organisation that are still subjecting the community in Derry to all this hardship and all this grief. They're responsible for everything that goes on in Derry City in terms of those recent bombs, the device found in the Craigan only this week. They're responsible by association with the bomb in Strabane. These people will have to be stopped. They killed Andrew Allen. They killed Lyra McKee. They're still trying to kill people, and they have to be stopped. And I'm calling on the community in Derry to put a stop to this and take them out of society, take the cancer out, and put them away in prison where they deserve.
So it's fair to say, is it, that you believe the people who are responsible for this murder of Andrew are being protected?
Well, to say they're being protected, they're terrorists, Greg. Mm. They're terrorising the community. People are afraid. And, I mean, when you see the type of individuals these are, I mean, what they do, I mean, the cowardliness of it all. They stand in the shadows and press buttons and fire guns from the shadows. And they cause mayhem and they take away young, innocent lives. I mean, it's only a matter of time till someone else is killed in a similar way. And we, as a society, we have to stand up, and people have to stand up and realise the next time it could be their relation, it could be their son, their daughter gets murdered. I mean, when do they stop? We have to stop them.
Yeah. Do you want to just go through the events of that evening, just in case it?
Well, it was February evening, the 9th of February 2012. Andrew was in his home with his partner. He was doing whatever else probably does on a Thursday evening. He was watching the soaps and playing games with his nephew on the PlayStation. I mean, he was a big child, Andrew. Like, you know, he wouldn't harm anybody. I mean, there was some scurrilous rumours put out and put out by the people who killed him, by some way of trying to justify it, that he was a danger and that he was into social disorder and that he was a drug dealer. That's total nonsense. I can tell you now, Greg, having investigated to date, it's total nonsense. And it's disgraceful that these people would not only take the man's life, but then try to take his reputation as well. I mean, you're talking about the young lad hadn't a penny. I can tell you for a fact he didn't have a penny. He had no money in his accounts. He was borrowing money. He was basically being supported by his partner. And that's the very sad thing. He died like that. And they claim now that he was a drug dealer. Such nonsense. And people should reject that totally.
Okay, so if anyone has any information, you want them to contact
the police? There are people in Derry City as we speak who know exactly what happened and know those involved. And they have to shoulder some responsibility, Greg, for what happened. Because they are still keeping that information themselves, and they are basically involved as well. People who hide these people and who keep information from the police, and the police are out there trying to make it a safer society for everybody. And these people have the total opposite agenda. They're trying to cause mayhem and murder people. And as a community, we have to say it's time to stop this now. We saw what's happened to Lyra McKee. She was an innocent girl out. The very same thing. she didn't do any harm to anybody, and still she was murdered by the new IRA. And those people are the people that we need to take out of society and put in prison, because they are no addition to society.
Mm. I know this is not directly on that matter, but do you fear the way we are heading politically that we could see more of this type of activity and a stronger cross-border element to it, Inspector?
If you look at what has happened in the last number of months, I mean, the number of attacks, the number of devices being found, I mean, there's a clear escalation in relation to these people's activity. And, I mean, the more incidents that occur, I know, I mean, thankfully, the recent, by the activity of the PSNI, they have prevented the bombs going off. They have stopped basically people being killed. And I mean, it's only a matter of time before these people actually get a bomb going off, like the bomb that went off at the courthouse in Derry. And that day, it was only a matter of luck that a number of young people who were walking past earlier weren't walking past the time. And we would have multiple deaths on our hands. I mean, when are people going to stand up to these people and say enough is enough? It's only a small number of people. You're talking probably a core group of maybe half a dozen, with another probably half a dozen supporting them. I mean, we need to stand up to this small group and get them out of society.